You're listening to the Lux Life Discovered podcast, where we talk with people who are living a lifestyle that reflects their passion, because we believe everyone should be living their best life, their Lux Life. The show is hosted by Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group, a premier national event planning company, and co-hosted by Shannon Richmond, the vice president of the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you are watching on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notifications of future episodes. The show is produced by 30A Media and is broadcast on your favorite podcast outlets, as well as YouTube, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TVs, and other major brand smart TVs.
One. Hello, I'm Rick Steiner. Welcome to another episode of Lux Life Discovered. Our guest today is George Gotcher with George's Custom Jewelry Design in Jonesboro, Arkansas. So welcome, George.
Hello.
I've been excited to have you on the podcast because you are a character that's larger than life, and it's been my pleasure to get to know you over the years. So welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Just to kind of let people know, our connection goes back several years and back to, I think I met you and Denise at the one of the white parties that for My Generation Foundation. I think
that's correct.
Yeah. And so we all hit it off that night, and it's been great to have that friendship over the years.
Oh, and yeah. I remember the swimming party well.
I forgot. Yeah, you're right. Another, again, one of those things that we can't go into.
Right.
But yeah, I totally forgot about that part. I knew it was at Chad's house. I was singing by the screen when we had our picture taken. I forgot about the other. So, yeah.
I still have the swimming trunks that he gave me.
Well, good. Oh, gosh. It's going to be one of those podcasts. I can tell already. So, yeah, we need to do another party like that sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, we have also worked together. You donated some great prizes for my bridal show in Arkansas, where you make custom piece for to be auctioned off, or not to be auctioned off, but to be given away as a grand prize. And You're very generous with your time and your talent, because you also have donated to a lot of charities in the area for their grand prizes and their auctions at their events. So where does that love for like helping others come from? Because that takes a special person to do that.
It comes straight from the heart, man. Through my life, my trial and tribulations with everything that I've done, I've always had that spot in my heart to do something good. And just being able to do it now, it makes me feel so much better.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Your pieces are very unique. That's another thing that makes you stand out from everyone else. It's not like you're walking into a, you know, where everything's preset and here's
cookie cutter.
Yeah. And it's very unique pieces. So how did when you come up with it? Well, first of all, when you did your first custom piece for someone, what was that like? And can you remember back to that first one?
Oh, I can remember my first custom piece was for my mom. I was pretty much young kid, about 8 years old, made her a little pendant, you know, it's just something that I cut out. And then, I made her a straw nugget. Now a straw nugget is where you take an old broom and you cut a nice wad of the straw and you bind it together with a piece of wire, soak it in water, and you pour molten metal into the wet straw. And it gives a stalactite type of object when it comes out. And man, I did that for my mother and she just freaked out, you know, because I gave her a necklace with icicles and it was sterling. I believe it was sterling. I probably melted down a silver quarter or something and did it, you know. So
and your father was a jeweler also, right?
No, my mother was a salesperson. She was a gemologist.
Okay. All right.
But my dad was a jeweler. He was professor in it, master Rolex maker.
Yeah.
And then my grandfather was a master carpenter, and then he dabbled in clocks. So he built clocks as a hobby.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that you had a background in that. It's not just a typical 8-year old that thought, I'm going to melt a nickel
right,
down.
Right. That's true. I set my first diamond at 9. So
that's unreal. Yeah. So was that just something that you knew that you wanted to do? I mean, that
Well, it was something I could do because Dad was doing it. Of course, following Dad's ways, you know, us kids, we didn't we
Oh, sure.
generally fought the dad. So, you know, I wanted to be a mechanic and everything else that kids wanted to be. And of course, I did those things. And at some point, you know, I in my mechanic life, I did really well in that. And I think I got myself a little out of hand with some racing, and I got a few tickets, so I had to go into the military to take care of that. And they didn't want me to build engines in the military. They wanted me to jump out of airplanes, so I did that until I got an injury. And when I got back out, I went straight back into what was easy, what came natural to me, and I just took off after that point. I traveled all over the United States and the world doing shows, and I enjoy it so much, just meeting the different people every day.
Right. And your clientele is very diverse, not just with age, but also income levels, but also geographically as well.
Yes, that's correct. I do worldwide.
So what's the farthest customer you have? How far, what would you say?
Well, when I said, well, I did Australia. Australia, I think, is the farthest from us.
Okay.
So I have customers there. I do customers in Japan, Saudi Arabia. They're all over the place. India.
That's
You know, and
amazing.
that's what's really cool about that is you have so many artists that are in Japan and in India, you know, that do this, yet they come to me and ask me for my product. And that really makes me feel good.
Yeah. So how do you select, because you deal with diamonds, you deal with all different types of stones and gems.
Right.
How do you select your, like, where's the first, I guess, where does the initial process begin? Does it begin with the stone that you have in mind, or does it begin with the like design first and then you go from there, or how does that?
It would depend on the subject. You know, if it's a person, then they either have the stone and I'm building something for that stone, or I'm seeking out a stone for them with the design that they may have in mind, or I build the design for them. It just depends on the subject.
Well, that makes sense.
Whatever
Yeah.
it could be grandmother's diamond, and then we take something and completely recut it into another shape. We do that. Or just come off of something with that nobody else has. Do a one-off. I get those. Or I get those specialty jobs that, oh my gosh, I can tell you one story really quick about a client called me and asked me, you know, you see these things I'm asking for another person? Well, I had one of those come through and it said, hey, I've got a friend that lost all of her fingers and toes in a medical procedure to save her heart. And she's wanting to wear her ring again. Is there anything you could do? And I said, well, let me think about it. I said, what does she have? And she says she has 1-inch nub on her hand. And I went, okay. So I started thinking, and what I generally do when I run into a problem is I can go to sleep at night and I'll dream about it or think about how to overcome a problem or build something. And sure enough, I woke up and I went, I know how to do this. And
Wow.
you've probably seen the old slave bracelets, you know, the little sterling silver bracelet and the ring that has a chain connected to it.
Yeah.
It's basically what I did. I took her Rolex and I added chains to the top of the Rolex and the very bottom of the Rolex. So she had two chains that ran from the bottom and the top to her ring that had tension springs in the middle. So she's wearing this thing now and she's loving it. I mean, she's walking around with her wedding ring on
How
with a
cool.
little
Yeah.
nub. Yeah, I have to send you those pictures, but oh my God, the feeling in your heart when you do something like that is just that no money could ever pay for anything like that.
Right. And then you've got a client that's so pleased because then they feel
Oh
special.
yeah.
And so,
Yeah.
yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
She hadn't worn her ring in over 25 years, and now she's wearing it with pride, and she's as happy as the lark, you know. And It's just a beautiful feeling.
She's lucky to have somebody to reach out to be a creative like you, who would take the time to think about that, because a lot of people couldn't do that, you know.
No, and that's the thing. I live and breathe those types of jobs. The harder it is, the more complicated, the more I want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
That sounds like a lot of fights to fight to get somewhere, but that's what I am, you know?
Well, that goes back to that military, goes back to that hellacious teenage years, then to the military days. And
it probably goes back to the Scottish too. That's my heritage.
That's true. And that's why you have Denise to keep you in line, to balance you out.
Oh, yeah. So. For sure. And she does.
That's true. Yeah. So when you, I was telling the producers when I first went to your shop before you moved to where you are now, how your entry is like a double, triple entry into your spot, into your
business. Security. Security is tenfold. I mean, you know, there was a rash of break-ins here last month where they would go just to the stores and smash. They wasn't even wanting to rob during business hours. This was to go in and take whatever these stores left out overnight. You can leave a certain percentage, but now insurance companies won't allow you to do that since all this is happening. So everything must go in the safe overnight. Well, these companies left out a lot of stuff, and they were, you know, our people that I used to work for that, you know, were hit. And then two other stores here were hit, and they pretty much wiped them out, you know, with some small stuff. But
that's interesting. I saw a post one day, but I didn't know what it was about. But now that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to be prepared. And security is something that you can never have enough of. It's, you know, you got to have those eyes in the back of your head, side of your head, everywhere, and knowing how to look at a person and tell whether they have intentions of doing such a thing. And that comes with years of knowledge and training, just seeing it. I can't tell you how happy, not how happy, well, how do I want to word this? How great it was for me to get that experience on the road, because in every different region of the United States, everybody acts differently. And man, you would know really quick if somebody was eyeing you to do something bad. So it helps.
Well, and of course, you're in a position where with what you do, you're more of a target than, you know, a lot of people because of their profession. So
right. It's easy money to hit the jeweler. You know?
So, well, we won't go in. I was going to say, what do they do and how do they make the money off of that? But then that gives them, we don't want to give anybody any ideas.
No, we don't want to go there. No. We already had a patient try to do that, and I told them, no, we're not going to discuss that.
Yeah, no, that's true. After I said that, I'm thinking, no, we're not doing that. So we'll talk about that some other time. I'll ask you that. But
yeah, for sure.
So I know you, and if you can't talk about this, tell us and we can cut it. But you did the custom wedding ring for someone a couple of years ago, the huge centerpiece. Do you remember that? The huge diamond.
Oh yeah.
So when somebody comes to you like that, can you say how big that one that was?
That was a 5-carat.
5-carat. Okay, yeah. It was absolutely stunning. Yeah. I've never seen one that cut like that and that brilliant. So
yes, it was a very, very, very beautiful diamond. I was called on to find that diamond, and I had to go to Israel to find it. It was at a cutter being cut at the time when I found it. And by the time I purchased it and it was appraised and certified by GIA, it had already doubled its money before it even left Israel. And by the time it got here, it had already went up another 40%. Just in the U.S. market. So
unreal.
It had characteristics that I've never seen in diamond before, like the super clear blue violet light that it put off under fluorescent. And it's amazing. So that's about a quarter of $1 million diamond, easy, just sitting there, you know, and it's just it's far out. It started out at about 80,000 and jumped,
Just,
you know.
yeah. So, of course, that goes with your experience too, but most people don't understand the depths that you go to find the right diamond or the right, you know, stone and
right.
where you have to go. It's not like you call Memphis or somebody close and say,
no.
hey, I need this. Or you deal with brokers too across the globe, right?
Yes, all across the world. So I go in through, I have a network, but the easiest way to explain it is when a person asks for a diamond, if they don't know what they're wanting, you have to teach them with everything. They have to know. There's so many different characteristics, and they need, if they want a nice diamond, if they want an investment diamond. I mean, you know, that big diamond was basically an investment diamond, but they want to wear that investment diamond.
Right.
That would be something that most people lock up in a safe and they don't wear. But, hey, they're doing it all these days. But that goes with emeralds. That goes with jade. It just, there are certain stones out there that you really, really have to educate the client on for them to not only know how expensive it can be, but also how inexpensive it could be just by the characteristics of the stone. So.
Right. Well, that's something you brought up a good point with you too, because you do the very high end work. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yes.
And
yes,
you know, you can accommodate regardless of what the request is, you can make it happen. But you also
sure.
work with the small budgets too to make it very
oh, yeah.
Special and customized for that client as well. And a
they're
lot of
just
people,
as important.
Yeah, and a lot of people think, well, he does all the big work, so he can't do it. Because that's one thing at the bridal shows, you know, some of the times the brides will say, oh, we can't afford him. I'm like, have you ever looked to see what he does? Because you've done work in so many, such a wide spectrum of,
oh, yeah.
You know, design and cost points that you treat everybody with respect and regardless
yes.
of their money. So
they're all the same. I did a just to give you an example, I had a model in the case. And I generally don't do this, but it gives me the opportunity to do it if I get into a predicament. But I had a lady come in and she wasn't working. She was pregnant. And they wanted to get married by the justice of peace. And she said, do you have anything, you know, a little silver band or something? And I said, you know, let's do this the right way. And I had it was sterling silver, but it had a CZ mount in it. It had about a 1 carat CZ in it. And it was, you know, had gold plating over it. It was a model to show clients. And I said, look, how about if you had, I asked her, I said, do you have $50? And she said, yes. And I said, well, come here. And I took that and I took a little silver ring and I took another little silver band. And I gave them a trio, and they went down and got married with that.
Really?
So, yeah, to me, and that made me so happy that those people could just go down. I didn't even want to charge them, but I got to do something, you know.
Right,
but
right.
That right there, I floated the rest of the day.
Right.
It just elates me.
And that's good, because a lot of people look at strictly the return on the investment. You know, what am I getting out
yes,
of it? So
that's true.
Well, and that goes back to when we started the podcast, your generosity
right.
and what you do for the community and how you help a lot of nonprofits, a lot of charities raise
uh-huh.
large money because,
right.
you know, of what you're donating and making available. So.
Well, I'm working on one now. I'm doing the pink man thing this year. So, you know what I'm up against.
Yes, yes. So
you're
one of the men in pink.
Yes.
All
so
right.
I'm
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'm going to do a 3/4 carat diamond that I'm donating, and I'm taking 400 CZs and capsules, and I'm putting them all in these capsules, and they're going in a fishbowl, and everybody's going to get an attempt to get in a capsule, and one of them's going to get a real diamond.
Really?
Well, if this all pans out and I get all these 44 or these 400 CZs sold, my part's done.
Well,
and I get my donation and I get my write off all in the same. And I get
there you
good.
Go. Yeah. Well,
and then I get to build the Then I get to build the ring for the client or the person that wins the diamond.
That's true, yeah. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. I feel sorry for the
I
other
hope so.
guys because they can't compete with that. So, hey.
Well, you know, the Fowlers are in it. And we
Well.
have a bunch in it, so they're going rampant with it. Some of them already have 20,000 already started. So,
Really? So, yeah.
oh yeah, their goal, I think, is 200,000 this year in this area. So,
Okay. Wow.
it's going to be fun for sure.
Now, when will that all take place?
It's actually running now, so I think our preview. Let's see. We have another show. I think it's the 15th of September.
Okay.
And then I believe it runs till October the 24th. And then everything has to be in by the 11th of November, I believe. Something like that.
All right. Any way I can help you promote it, let me know. I'll help you out. So, yeah.
Oh, man, I appreciate
Yeah.
that. I will, as soon as I get my Facebook thing done, I'm reaching it out to you.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. Well,
Yeah.
I'll
I
tell you
need all
what.
the help I can get with this one.
Well, I will always remember the photo shoot we did at a local venue there in Jonesboro, and I asked you to, if you had a ring I could use for the bride, for the
Sure.
shoot. George and Denise show up the next day for the day of the shoot, and have these briefcases, and there's like three trays of diamonds. I mean, like
Yep.
anything that you could want, any size, and like, dang, that's nice to know you. And so everything. I mean, it was
Well,
impressive because that was very generous of you to do that. And I've used one of the large yellow diamond center stone with the diamonds around it. Used it for a shoot here in Florida one time. And I appreciate that trust and just any way we can promote you, we're glad to do so for
Well,
sure.
I appreciate that. And I love to help.
I
All
know
I
you
need is
do. Yeah. All
just holler at me, you
right.
know?
And so what besides the men in pink or the pink man that you're doing, any other big projects that you have in the works?
I just finished a piece. I don't know if you've seen it on my postings. I haven't posted it, but one of the artists here, I did a Picasso Jesus piece. I don't know if you've seen
No, I
that
haven't.
flying around on Facebook yet. I just finished that. It's really cool looking. And it's a sculpture. It's about a 2-inch Jesus, but it looks like Picasso. It's really cool. So this artist here, Braden, you know Braden, he commissioned me to do this, and now I'm building another in gold form, and they're pretty much taking off. I think he's going to be selling these things like hotcakes because his art's taking off real big in Chicago and New York right now. So we'll see what that does.
Well,
That's
that's
just
something else. It's not just local to Jonesboro. I mean, what you're doing, it's having a huge impact nationally and internationally. And I think that's what so many people still fail to realize about Jonesboro is the impact that we have. We're such a large
Oh
area, not just locally, because there's so much talent in that
that's
area.
correct.
So, yeah.
This is a big town. I mean, it's a lot bigger than a lot of people think.
It is in the networking and the reach, the where all it reaches is impressive too. So,
That's
yeah.
true. That's true. That's
So
true.
now, how long have you been in Jonesboro? When did you tell me that you guys moved there?
I want to say it was in 13.
Okay, so that's
No,
down.
it was before that. It was before that. Maybe it was 2009, Rick. I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
But we've
well,
been,
because I met
we
you
came,
right after you moved there. Yeah, so just
well,
trying to think.
we came here to build that big store. And then I was there about 7 years. So we've been in Jonesboro right now, right at 13 years, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so 2010, that's it.
A lot
That's when
has
we,
happened in that period of time,
oh my
hasn't
God,
it?
this town has doubled since then.
Yeah. Well, business-wise, but also with you and your business too, how
Yes,
that's
it has.
all taken a different route. Yeah.
Even with everything going on in the world, we had a great year last year. We were up 30% over the previous year, and that's pretty good.
Well, that is good. Yeah.
And
And
if we keep doing that, we'll get Denise to retire.
there you go. You'll work her twice as hard if she retires. So,
Oh, well, I'm already working twice as hard. So
yeah.
she needs to work a little harder.
Oh, me. Well, Well, I was trying to think. I'll be in Jonesboro like next week sometime. I'll touch base with you and we'll catch up on
Yeah.
some things. But so if people want to reach out to you, like they can have an idea, they can have a stone, they can
Yes.
have just okay.
Picture. They can scratch it down. I'll decipher whatever they can get to me.
You've done some great artwork on some napkins before, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I have to do some jotting, so it's fun. Those stick figures, they work sometimes.
Well, good, good. All right. Well, George, thank you so much for being on today. I appreciate that you taking the time because I know you're always busy and have a lot going on. So I appreciate your time today. And so, okay, tell people how to contact you. That's what I was going there a minute
All
ago and
right.
then I forgot. So tell people, okay, we've got all your information here. So just tell us.
Yep. That's how you contact me. You contact me either through email, you can call me, you can text me, however you want to contact me. I'll return my call or email or text. If you just want to send a picture, it's all good. Either way,
All right. Well,
I'll definitely get back with you.
that sounds great. I appreciate it, George.
I appreciate you so much for having me, and thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. And this is Rick Steiner with another episode of Lux Life Discovered, and we will see you soon. Thank you.
Take care.
Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.